A tender to provide publicly funded fertility treatment has been published by the Department of Health. The service is due to be available from September. Our reporter Adele McAllister has more, and she's with us now. So Adele, private IVF companies are being invited to tender to provide this public service.
That's right, Brian. The Department of Health has published a tender this week to deliver services on behalf of the HSE for the short to medium term, while a network of public capacity is being developed. Now, currently the cost of a cycle of IVF can range between 4,000 and 6,000 euro, and in some cases people can spend a lot more on multiple cycles. Now, in the last budget, 11.7 million was allocated for this, and the tender covers a range of fertility treatments including IVF. Publication of the tender was welcomed by the National Infertility Support and Information Group. They said they very much appreciated confirmation that the service would start in September, as had been announced. But their spokesperson, Katrina Fitzpatrick, said they're getting a lot of queries from people who are anxiously waiting to see if they are eligible.
Well, we have had a lot of queries from our members and from the general public. The scheme is due to start in September, and outside that, we don't really know what the kind of criteria or eligibility will be. There has been a number of discussions and questions about this in the Dáil and in the Seanad, and it's great that it has been discussed, but really there isn't a huge amount more information available, which is a concern for us because people need to plan fertility treatment, and fertility treatment is very time sensitive. So the fact that we're now in May and we don't really have information to give to guide people for something that'll be starting in September is a real concern for us.
So when, Adele, will these eligibility criteria be known?
Well, the HSC, Brian, says the criteria to qualify is still being worked on. They said work to finalise the clinical guidelines for access to services will continue over the coming months. Looking at the criteria to access publicly funded IVF in other countries, age and BMI, that's body mass index, are factors that are taken into account. In some EU countries, you can access several cycles of IVF that's funded. In others, it's more limited. In the UK, where IVF has been publicly funded for 20 years now, access is quite controversial. And it depends in some cases on your NHS region. Now, Sarah Norcross of the UK support group Progress Educational Trust says giving people clarity on services is crucial.
My advice would be to keep whatever you decide about the state-funded treatment as simple as possible, because we have this confusion over what is an actual full cycle of IVF, and some areas thinking that one embryo transfer is a cycle, and it doesn't give people the best chance of having a baby. It's not cost effective because you've already done the other treatment, stimulating and creating the embryos, which are sitting in the freezer waiting to be used. So I think it's really important that the recommendations that you have are really, really clear.
Adele, a number of regional hubs have already been set up.
Yeah, the HSE says six regional fertility hubs within the public maternity hospital networks have been established. They're in the National Maternity Hospital, the Rotunda Hospital, the Coombe, Galway University Hospital, Cork University Maternity Hospital, and in Nina General Hospital as part of Limerick University Maternity Hospital, which is to be opened in quarter three of this year. The HSE also says GPs are referring patients to their local hub, and currently, the hubs receive approximately 150 new referrals on a monthly basis. And Katrina Fitzpatrick of the National Infertility Support and Information Group says they want to ensure services are available to all areas.
We're very keen to see the scope of the tender. We want to see this available absolutely nationwide. It cannot be available just in one city or in several cities. If there's publicly funded IVF treatment being made available in Ireland, it must reach out to everywhere that clinics provide this treatment. And we want to ensure that the fertility hubs are included in this as well.
And that's Katrina Fitzpatrick ending that report from Adele McAllister.